Your Eminence, did you want to follow up any questions from the depression? Just go on to whatever. It's up to you. Okay, Father?
Father John Finley, when you talked about St. Anthony and the cave and the struggles that he had and the quotes from St. Athanasius and St. Silwan on that, I was reminded of an experience that I had, and if you would allow me just to share it with you and the brothers. 6 years ago at this clergy seminar when we gathered in San Fernando Valley, when I drove up, parked my car, and got out of my car, I heard this voice from behind me, "Father John, do you want to go to Egypt with me?" And I turned around, it was John Mahfouz. So John invited me to go over there with him and his dad and visit some holy sites. One of the things that I had on my list of places I would like to go was St. Anthony's Cave. And it was quite an experience going up in there. And it was 1,000, from the base of the steps at the monastery up there is 1,000 feet. So, and they didn't have, St. Anthony didn't have steps. He didn't have a staircase when he was up there. Wow. It took us almost an hour just to walk up to where the cave was. And when we got there, John and his dad, Naguib, went in before me. And it was a very narrow crevice, about 15 feet long. And then the cave opened up. And so I was coming in behind him, and I heard John from inside. He said, "Father John, do you have your flashlight with you? Because it's totally dark in here." And I did, and I was trying to get in, and I'm claustrophobic.
Whoa.
I think maybe something else was going on besides that. But I went in, and I just scooted right back out. I went in 2 or 3 more feet and just had to pull out. I dropped my fanny pack and took off as much as I could to go sideways, and it happened a third time. And I realized that when I was looking into the dark, I was scared, and when I looked in the light, I was okay. So I came back out. I got down on my knees facing the light and backed into the cave.
Wow.
And once I got in there, it was just an awesome thing. It was like 90 degrees plus outside, and it was cool. It wasn't cold, but it was cool in there. And we just sat in there for about 20 minutes. We were the last visitors of that day who had gone up there. And the only thing I can describe was peace and joy. That experience for with John and his dad and
St. Anthony.
Whoa.
But the contrast there for me is all the battles he fought, all the spiritual battles he fought in there, and then what was the opposite experience really for me as a result of his struggles in there. Chapel where he was buried, you know, from his story, said, told Athanasius and Serapion, "Bury me and don't tell anybody where you buried me." I think they told somebody because we know where he is, but I think in honor of that request, you can't go close to his relics.
Really?
They're below the altar. And there's just a crevice there on the chapel level where you can light a candle and say your prayers and ask for his prayers.
Gosh.
But you cannot go immediately in front of his relics. But I just wanted to...
That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with us today. It was like we went on a little pilgrimage with you to the cave of St. Anthony. May his peace and joy illuminate us all. Anybody else have any other questions? Well, it's not. Any other points or comments, Your Eminence, you'd like to make in closing? true.
Can you share with us in your studies any nuances between despair, despondency, and depression?
That's a great question. That's a great question because that came up once before. Is there a difference, and maybe some of you will know better than me, doctors, is there a difference between depression and despair? How would we qualify? Let's just stick with depression and despair. Anybody? Is there a depression clinically between depression and despair? How's it defined in the, anybody know? There is a difference?
I think so.
What is it?
Even if you don't feel like doing the right thing and your heart is taking in the wrong direction, if you walk the right direction, you walk the way of Christ and not the way of despair.
Does one come first and then lead to the other? Is one more intense, a more intense form than the other? What would be the more intense one? Anybody? Father?
Despair.
Okay.
Hopelessness that they will never get better, that they will always be like this. That seems to be more extreme than the clinical depression.
Yeah, I think that's what the point was made by some doctor. I was in Rochester, Minnesota, and yeah. Depression can come and go, and there's different forms, but then it could lead to the ultimate despair, the hopelessness. Thank you for that.
Excuse me, contribute something to this, Professor. I don't have a clinical background, but it seems to me that I'm reflecting on the way we use these words. Both in our popular usage, but even more so theologically, that depression is somewhere within the space of our emotional response.
Mm-hmm.
A very intense emotion, very often an overwhelming emotion, but in the realm of emotion, despair is an act of the will. When we yield to depression,
whoa,
willfully,
despair. Very nice. That's very helpful. Thank you. Despair. I gave up. I willfully give up. Father?
I just want an etymological thing that might be of help. I'd like to affirm what a couple of thoughts here said. If you look at despair, that's truly a theological and existential problem at the spiritual level. Despero. I have no more.
Despero.
I cannot see somebody who is despairing without suffering all kinds of serious things. So despair to me is a theological and therefore a spiritually psychological problem of profound proportions.
Very nice.
And from what I've read, and you're far more read than me on this, but it keeps striking me that this is the most serious problem that a person can deal with. Recently,
Was it at the Serbian church?
Yes.
That was Elder Vasilis from Iviron in September.
He spoke about this in two venues, and I took some of my parish faithful to when he was in residence. And he said that the biggest problem, and he was very clear about this, no one asked him, he offered it as part of his presentation. The biggest problem is despair, and we must, as believers, fight it with all of our strength.
It's very helpful. Thank you. Despair, to really oversimplify, despair more of a spiritual thing, depression maybe more emotional, psychological. I don't know. Maybe that's dangerous to oversimplify things, but that's very helpful. I like that, the etymology. I'll remember that. Well, anybody else? Final word?